A Palestinian musical is playing to packed houses in a West Bank theater in Ramallah. It's based on a story by the late Palestinian novelist Ghassan Kanafani titled The Little Lantern. It's the story of a princess who knocks down a wall to bring sunlight into her kingdom. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the musical is rousing audiences with its parallels to the present-day Palestinian situation.
The opening night of El Fawanis, or The Lanterns, brought the house down. The story about one girl's determination was itself a work that defied the odds. Palestinian composer and producer Suhail Khoury said the Israeli occupation had complicated auditions, training, and rehearsals, and stretched production over 2 years. The German conductor confessed he persuaded only a fraction of his orchestra to travel to the West Bank for the show. The day before the play opened, the new Japanese-funded cultural center flooded, destroying the director's pencil-scrawled script. It was inspired by the late Palestinian writer Ghassan Kanafani. The author of novels, short stories, and articles about the lives of Palestinians in exile, Kanafani wrote the story, originally titled The Little Lantern, for his niece. She died beside him in a car bombing in Lebanon in 1972. The musical version, renamed The Lanterns, features a cast made up exclusively of children. Some 60 of them in luminescent costumes sing and dance nonstop for just over an hour. As the curtain rises, the wise king has died, leaving a will for his daughter that says for the kingdom to remain peaceful, she must bring sunlight into the castle. So the princess climbs a mountain to reach the sun to carry it back. When her scheme fails, she retreats to her room in distress. A note appears under the door one day. How will you find the sun, it asks, if you lock yourself away? Later, an old man bearing a lantern appears at the castle gate, declaring he has the answer. But the guards turn him away. The princess learns of the old man and sets out to find him by ordering everyone who carries a lantern to come to the castle. So many people converge on the castle, to make room, they knock down the walls. And suddenly, the sunlight fills the kingdom. The children sing, "No walls, no towers. We shall build schools and gardens with the bricks." For an audience whose lives are disrupted daily by the Israeli-constructed barrier that Palestinians call the wall, it was a kind of catharsis. Producer and composer Suhail Khoury says the appeal of the story is that while it may have been written more than 30 years ago, the idea resonates now more than ever.
It works fine with the wall that is being built now. It works fine with the dictatorships that are around the Arab world. It works fine, you know, to tell the message, basically, that we don't want neither walls of the Arab world nor walls of Israel.
12-year-old Christina Stavridis plays the princess.
We're sending to our country a message to try for everything they want. We have a lot of things to do. They don't have to give up.
In the occupied territories where art and politics invariably intertwine, audience member Victor Huddy could not help but compare the seeming impotence of the Palestinian governing authority to what he said the children had accomplished this night.
Kids can do something that wonderful, that shows what Palestinians are all about. This is it, a culture. They don't have to see, you know, masked men and all the violence. This is what we are.
Victor Huddy presents his teary-eyed wife, Lama Abu Hijle.
My wife, Lana.
Hi, Lana.
Congrats.
Lama's daughter had just performed in the Palestinian Cultural Center that Lama had helped create. But her elation gives way to grief.
That's it. Feel accomplished. I wish my mother is here.
Lama's wish that her mother were there attracts a swarm of friends to console her. Her mother was shot dead in Nablus last year, on her balcony. Filmmaker George Khalifi tried to put politics aside and declared the play a sweet success.
You know, giving us the hope that our children
might live a childhood, a good one again, maybe, who knows, yeah.
But Zeina Amer, who plays the princess on alternate nights, is adamant that the experience has been anything but an escape into childish things.
Living through the occupation. This is something to say to the world, that we're living here as much as you are living, even with the occupation. So imagine us without the occupation.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.